This is Charles Osgood. We all know, because we've been told over and over, how important it is to eat a balanced diet and that the nutrients in fresh fruits and veggies are essential to good health. Fine. But for me, knowing that and eating as if I knew it are two different things. I'm a meat and potatoes guy and always have been. So I was thrilled to find out that Balance of Nature capsules concentrate 31 different fruits and vegetables with no extracts or fillers and with all those phytonutrients we need to be in top form. Balance of Nature. It's well named. To touch all the bases, what I do is to take a few of the fruit and berry capsules, the red ones in the morning, and the green veggie capsules later in the day. My body and brain never had it so good. With nutrition well balanced as nature intended, no wonder that these days I'm feeling so splendid.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KATE.
Lamar.
America, drowning in information, starving for wisdom. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
You demonize, and then we call it the wrap-up smear. If you want to talk politics, call it the wrap-up smear. You smear somebody with falsehoods and all the rest, and then you merchandise it. And then you write it, and they'll say, see, it's reported in the press that this, 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 and this. So they have that validation that the press reported the smear, and then it's called the wrap-up smear. Now I'm going to merchandise the press's report on the smear that we made. And it's a tactic, and it's self-evident.
And we are entering into this kind of a discussion in the public view.
But it's not that.
Transparency. I know it's not transparency when we're not stipulating to a set of facts, and when we want to have a debate with you about saying we can.
What if the Constitution no longer applied? What if the government could write any law, regulate any behavior, and tax any event? What if you could love your country but hate what the government has done to it? What if Jefferson was right? What if that government is best which governs least? What if freedom's greatest hour of danger is now?
Hi there. Welcome. Kate Daly Show. Yes, it's a doubleheader today. What can I say? Dr. Duke Pesta of the Dr. Duke Show in the last hour and really talked about a lot of stuff. So make sure you get that on podcast. Outed a lot of stuff. And then also this hour, apologize, got a tickle in my throat. Also, we have Alex Newman, I'm so sorry.
Uh-oh.
I know, the wonderful journalist and reporter that's amazing and has been writing about the truth for so long. I really apologize, you guys. And I welcome you, Alex. So start talking so I can get a break here.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Kate. It's great to be with you as always. In this day and age, any little cough will terrify everyone.
Oh, hopefully. My gosh. Yeah. You'll sign up for the vaccine that has no COVID in it. It's basically a delivery system for mRNA. How wonderful is that? They can get it into the cell deceptively now. So I appreciate you coming on, and as you await the birth of your child and any moment now, and I really appreciate you. I've got Uncle Melty here. I played the piece with Nancy. Oh, disgusting little globalist Nancy. Nancy in the press. So you have to know that those screaming the loudest that want to make sure they fulfill all these ruses and all these lies from Washington Post all the way through the media, telling these lies, 60 Minutes having her on, of course, to talk about how wonderful our elections are and not full of fraud after they just went 4 years of fraud, right? 4 years of decrying fraud. So now we have this situation with all these people in clear view, obviously, being able to do things that they used to do more in secret, and now they're more obvious about it. Did you want to speak to that? Because even the thing at the Capitol, which is obviously a ruse, they let these people in. They were mostly Antifa, taking selfies, no guns. I mean, they weren't even armed, for Pete's sakes. Talking about it being the ugliest day in America, sacred ground. I'm thinking they defiled it long ago. So what are your thoughts right now as far as there are a lot of people out there that are talking violence going to be happening this week? They still believe that Trump's going to take people down. I'd just love to get your overall thoughts right now, where we stand, this country.
Yeah, I think we're standing right at the edge of the abyss.
Yeah.
I don't know that we've had a time where there was this much danger to our constitutional republic, maybe since 1776.
Yep.
And that's a serious thing to consider when you realize we had a civil war that killed hundreds of thousands, when you realize the British invaded and marched all the way to Washington and burned down the White House, attacked mm-hmm. the Capitol. We are in a moment of incredible danger for our republic and for our freedoms. And you're right. They are not even scared to reveal this anymore. And I think part of the reason why is because, hey, if we can get away with stealing the 2020 election, we can steal any election.
Yep.
I mean, with us in total control, there's not going to be any voter integrity initiatives that are going to gain any steam. Mm-hmm. They're talking about putting on a path to citizenship tens of millions of illegal immigrants. They're talking about creating a whole bunch of new Democrat states, including Puerto Rico and Washington, D.C., and maybe carving up California to create several more far-left liberal Democrat states. They're hoping that this is going to be the advent of one-party rule and the total crushing or the cleansing mm-hmm. of conservatives and Trump supporters, to quote the ABC News director, and really the ABC fake news director. So we're in a time of great danger. I know there are still people thinking that Trump might swoop in and save the day. I don't have any information or insight one way or the other on that. I know there are serious military people who have encouraged him and advised him mm-hmm. to invoke the Insurrection Act or to declassify everything, to basically put it all on the line right now, because they're going to destroy him and his family if he walks out of there on January 20th, no matter what. But to the best of my knowledge, there's no imminent plans for that. So I think the best thing for Americans to do right now is get down on your knees and pray, and then start figuring out, you know, what is your life going to look like, and how are you going to resist tyranny? Because whether Trump is in office or Biden is in office, it doesn't matter who's in office. The fight for faith, family, freedom has to go on, and we use the tools that are available to us. And that starts with our families and protecting our children from indoctrination, educating our local communities and the opinion molders there, and nullification at the state level, working with our local officials to resist unconstitutional actions from the feds. Hey, the Democrats just did it for 4 years, so we should be learning from them.
Amen, Alex. Yep. And you know, it's like with all media, it's kind of like I was listening to Rush on the way in just to hear what he had to say. And Rush is, in all of his career, he's only gone so far to uncover what needed to be talked about, right? He hit the limits of what he could do, basically within the kind of the Orwellian state of things. And so he would only go so far. And so he told somebody today, keep the faith, just keep the faith, but know that we'll never ever have they'll co-opt every election now in plain sight. So there's no hiding it anymore, and they're just going to keep co-opting the elections. It's kind of like with media too. They only tell part of the story. They'll never tell you the whole story. I was watching the show The Crown, and it was interesting. I wanted to see how far they would go in talking about The Crown, and they wouldn't. They only hit the peripheral. So just know that everywhere you turn, there's partial truths, mostly lies told, and that's just kind of the state of being that we've been in. From here on out, though, the game is going to be much different, and it's going to be, we're going to have to figure out other ways to communicate with each other. And I was telling Alex, we were laughing because we both saw the same meme that said they were basically going to now stop the use, or they were going to make it illegal for carrier pigeons because they didn't want conservatives to talk to each other. they're going to do everything they can to silence us, and we're going to have to figure out other ways, just like we have in history with major oppression, had to figure out different ways. I mean, back in the day, it was Christians with half a fish in the sand, and you created the other half of the fish in the sand, and you knew you were with somebody safe that you could talk to. We're going to have to do that, and it's hard because we think we still live in America. We live in America's Zuela right now, and we're going to have to understand that this is a whole new kind of dawn or era of it on steroids. And to me, I think the swiftness and the quickness of which they've been able to co-opt this year with the great lie, the COVID lie plus this lie, that we're in the great lie. So this is like a whole new dawning of an era where they're acting a lot quicker than even I thought they would. How do you feel about that?
They are. And I think it's partly out of necessity. Mm-hmm. They realized that so many millions of people, not just in America, but all over the world, were waking up to the deception that they figured, oh, my goodness, if we don't do something and do it now, then we're screwed. I mean, we're doomed. We're going to end up in jail. And so we better get busy and do something now. And I think that's what we've seen. I don't believe they wanted to move this quickly. If you look at the deep state's modus operandi, they prefer slow and steady.
Yes,
yeah, occasionally they'll invoke a great crisis and they'll use that to take a great leap forward, as the mass murdering butcher Chairman Mao described his abominable behavior. But typically they like to just move us gradually towards tyranny.
That way we don't wake up, right? We don't wake up as fast. Yeah.
The frog in the boiling water.
Yep,
you raise the temperature slowly so that the frog doesn't jump out. But they've been forced by the circumstances into this position. And I think we see some of their paranoia and their extremism in this hysterical effort to get rid of Trump. Right? They're not behaving like people who have their opponent in checkmate. Right? If they thought Trump was in checkmate and Trump supporters, 100 million more diehard supporters were finished, they wouldn't be behaving like this. They'd laugh at him. They'd say, oh, let him post away all he wants on Twitter,
exactly.
And who cares?
Yes.
Instead,
I do agree with you on this because, look, the DHS secretary just left, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Resigned early. Okay. So why? So there would be two explanations. Those that think that there's some stuff going to happen this week, and this is really the tell-all week, you get to find out whether or not that was actually true, would say he's leaving because stuff's about to go down in some form or fashion. And the other ones would say, well, no, this is just optics. It's optics because they want to make it look so they're so desperate to make it look like Trump is, they're all fleeing the ship because Trump is so evil and they're about to go after him. So there's two tales being told in America right now. Which one do you believe? And so to all of those who believe that there still might be a chance that arrests would be made and things would happen, because I'm getting these texts and messages probably like you guys are, the same kinds of things. What do you say to that?
It's
a tough
question.
It's a tough one.
I don't have any special insight. I've been in a few of these meetings with over teleconferencing with generals and people who've been advising the White House. And I know there are people around Trump who do want him to do something like that.
And at least declassify stuff.
At this point, I think it's becoming less and less likely. So we'll see. But, you know, as to your point about, you know, communication, I think that is something that people urgently need to consider. They've now shut down Parler. That's one of the reasons why the New American Magazine has said all along, I'm the senior editor there, we're never going to stop the print magazine. All these other publications are going online only. Mm-hmm. And now we see what a giant mistake that was.
Yes,
if you're online only, then Google and Facebook and Amazon and Microsoft get to decide whether people can access the information you have.
Publication. Do you put things in the magazine that are not online?
We do, actually. Yeah. Yes, we do.
Yep.
We have a lot of our articles that don't ever make it online. Mm-hmm. We encourage people to get a print subscription, but we also have a lot that goes online that doesn't go in the print magazine, and so people can sign up for the daily headlines and stuff. And right now, that's still functioning.
I am so glad to hear that because, you know, we're going to be hurting for this kind of truth. And let me just say, anything supported online right now, even Parler, I think these entities are so bought and sold, but they have this illusion of a patriot type of situation. Don't be conned by that. I would say don't be conned by that. I'll get Alex's reaction after. But I really think that it's the corralling of the sheeple to certain areas online. And I think it's all co-opted now. And I don't know if there's anything online that you could do that isn't bought and sold. Be right back on the Kay Daly Show. Don't go anywhere. More with Alex Newman when we come back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kay Daly Show.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time.
Welcome back. Kay Daly Show at your service. Make sure you get over to Balance of Nature. That is a supplement I know you need. And when you look at the food supply, which we're going to be doing some shows on health, when you look at the food supply, it's not delivering the amount of nutrients that your body needs. Get balanceofnature.com. Put in my name as the code. KATE. Very simple. Kate. And then you'll get the 35% off and free shipping. These are wonderful deals right now. Make sure you're getting a product that actually is nutritious and delivers the nutrients to your system in 31 fruits and vegetables a day. There's nothing else like it. And their fruits and vegetables are in great shape, not like the rest of our food supply. So make sure that you're getting those fruits and vegetables at Balance of Nature, balanceofnature.com. All those testimonials are real, by the way. We have Alex Newman on, and you wrote a great piece about this new war on domestic terrorism. And by the way, I did walk out of that last segment with a statement, and now I'm trying to figure out what it was. My brain just went kaplunk. But we were just talking about the fact that we've got all of this going on. We've got, you know, we're looking at this week as kind of the telltale week, aren't we? But you also made a great statement, and that was they're very, very desperate to annihilate every shred of Trump. And so that tells me a lot, and it tells you a lot probably, that there's way more to this of maybe even him going rogue. Maybe in the beginning they thought they had him. I don't know. And he went rogue. I don't know what's actually occurred. I don't know if anyone does. But I do know when I see desperation, and they are desperate right now to get him out. They must be afraid of what he could do this week. Yeah?
I think they're terrified, Kate.
Yeah.
This hysteria about the 25th Amendment, and if we can't use the 25th Amendment, then we'll impeach him, and we have to silence him on every possible social media platform, yep. And we have to redesign the internet so that this never happens again. I mean, these people are absolutely petrified, and it shouldn't be surprising. You know, I've got a wonderful Bible verse taped up in my office, and somebody gave it to me and said, hey, this made me think of you. And it says, The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as lions. And so why would we be surprised that the wicked are terrified? Mm-hmm. They don't know if Trump is going to declassify everything and show the world what a bunch of criminals they are.
Right.
They don't know if Trump might go rogue and invoke the Insurrection Act and use the emergency broadcast system to alert everybody to the fact that we've got a bunch of just absolute criminals in the highest offices in our land. And they're terrified of that because they know what they've done. And they know that the evidence of what they've done is stored in NSA computers. And they know this. And so they're petrified of what might happen. And I don't think they really know what they're scared of. You know, mm-hmm. If you asked Nancy Pelosi, as she were to answer you honestly, and you said, you know, what is it that you're so terrified of? I don't know that they can quite put their finger on it, but they know that Trump has the potential, at least, to absolutely destroy them. And I think that's what makes them nervous. Now, whether Trump's going to do anything, I have absolutely no idea. I've been just like you guys hearing all kinds of different things. I think probably a lot of it is disinformation. Probably a lot of it is deliberate disinformation.
Yep.
But I think these people are scared, and I think it shows.
They're extremely scared because they've never, ever faced any retribution, mm-hmm. ever.
No.
And for the first time, they actually feel it crawling up their back.
Yep. And then also what we were talking about on the way out was Parler. A lot of these groups possibly being a controlled opposition. I don't know. What are your thoughts on that? Because I know that when we get corralled online, there's usually a reason. But then again, some of them might be authentic. I don't know for sure. It just feels like it could be disinformation. But go ahead. What do you think about these sites that we're told to go to? That are suddenly shut down as well?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I've had my suspicions about Parler all along. I was actually very uncomfortable with giving them my phone number to begin with. What do they need my phone number for?
Exactly.
I really didn't like that. But the hysteria with which the big tech companies reacted leads me to believe that Parler is not controlled opposition. You know, like Fox, they'll normally tolerate Fox News. In fact, they'll often point to Fox News and, you know, they'll say they're dumb. They'll say they're extremists and stuff, but they won't call for just completely deplatforming them, right? Whereas you had Google and Apple and Amazon and all these wicked, wicked companies, many of them totally and openly in bed with the deep state. I mean, Amazon's got more contracts with the CIA than they've got books for sale. It's just absolutely out of control. The guy owns the Washington Compost. It's a giant deep state operation. And for them to come down so hard on Parler makes me believe that at the very least, they don't think they can control it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Hmm. Okay. You know, there was a piece, we've had Paul Craig Roberts on the show numerous times, and there was a piece about the color revolution going on, and Ekaterina Blinova, a journalist who recognized that a color revolution in America has occurred under the guise of a presidential election. Did you want to comment about this? And then we'll go to domestic terrorism and why they keep saying this over and over again. But I just, the color revolution, he said it's not red and blue. People are still stuck in the red and blue paradigm. It's establishment versus the people.
Thoughts? Exactly. And I warned that a color revolution was coming.
Yes, you did.
I told you so, but in September.
Yes, you did.
I did a big article. Mm-hmm. I did a video. I said, look, the same people who've been running these color revolutions overseas are now bringing their trade craft home to the United States. They're going to try to pull this on Trump. I predicted exactly how it was going to work. I mean, people have written to me and they've seen, you know, some of my, my sermons on this, my articles, my videos. How'd you know all that was going to happen?
Yep.
Well, I didn't have a crystal ball. I'm not a psychic. I'm not a prophet. I just looked at what they were saying. Yep. I looked at their war game scenarios and their exercises. It was so obvious that they were going to try to rig the election, that they were going to try to control the narrative by silencing the president, by manipulating the media. It was so obvious that they were going to find infinite votes because they had done this in Florida before. Mm-hmm. They just figure out, okay, how many votes do we need to get our candidate to win? Then we'll wait to the last second and then we'll find all those votes. So it wasn't hard to see that this was coming. They've done it in multiple foreign countries. They've done it in all over Eastern Europe. They've done it in North Africa. They've done it in the Middle East. They've done it in Latin America. And now the chickens have finally come home to roost, and they did it here in our country.
Mm-hmm. Amen, brother. I know. Yep. And you were on my show. You were talking about this because it was all the same people. And we just didn't think that in America that could happen, right? Because we have fair elections and all of this. Obviously, we know better by now. And so for those people that still don't get it, I'm let's put it this way. I told people months ago to stop bringing your phones to rallies and stop bringing your phones to things, because now they can do a circle around the whole area and drag in the phones. Now the FBI is starting to go after anybody. They're starting to question and come to people's homes that were in D.C. for that event. OK, and they tried to demonize those that were at that event. And for people that still think that it was Trump supporters that went in, it wasn't. And it's the biggest lie. It's about as big as COVID lie, but whatever. Here we are. So we have to start being so different, because right now, what did they keep saying over and over? Even Biden kept saying we are under siege by the domestic terrorists. And so where what's his bucket from Nevada, Harry Reid, used to coin with the Bundy whole situation, domestic terrorism. Now we're seeing this with Biden coining anyone that liked Trump or wanted fraud, even just fraud, to be exposed is now a domestic terrorist to United States. Did you want to talk about where this leads us?
Yeah. And I even had discussions with my family about this like 10 years ago. I said, look, all this baloney with the war on terror, the smashing of our constitutional protections, the due process, the murdering people without even charging them with a crime. This is not really for radical Islamists. In fact, the Obama administration was openly supporting al-Qaeda and other radical extremist Islamist groups in Libya and in Syria. And I mean, just over and over and over again, anybody who didn't see this coming was not paying attention. And during the Obama administration, they had already made it clear. We had the reports from Homeland Security saying that the real terrorist threat, the real domestic extremist, is returning veterans and Ron Paul supporters and pro-life activists and people who think taxes are too high, people who don't want a new world order, right? This, I mean, everybody with a brain should have seen this coming from 100 miles away, and yet here we are. And I think that's what they're going to try to do. They think they've got both houses of Congress and the White House. Biden has already said one of his top priorities is going to be passing a new domestic terrorism law, and you can bet every last dollar that they can get their way, they will use that to persecute their opposition. Actually, even during the campaign, I guess they knew they were going to rig the election. Biden said his top legislative priority was going to be this Equality Act. Well, if you read the Equality Act, it is the unleashing of federal power to persecute Christians. Anybody who will not bow the knee to the golden idol of the LGBT insanity is going to be a target. The religious freedom is not going to be a defense says right in the statute, this is the top priority. And so they've got that. They've got the criminalization of dissent. And even liberals are saying this. I mean, Glenn Greenwald, the homosexual left-wing activist from Brazil, is now saying they're coming for you.
Yep, so true. He even left his own publication that he started. So, Alex, I'm talking with Alex Newman, American journalist, consultant, writes about economics, finance, banking, business, politics. You can find him on The New American, The Last Vagabond. I mean, you name it, you're there. And you're outing all this and have been for a very long time, and you seek to tell the truth. And I appreciate that about you, Alex. I think that it's a tough road being a journalist. You know, Mike Pompeo, who I don't trust, was out in the media today talking about Voice of America, and instead of outing the truth about the media, just said that they need to go to rural America to tell the whole American story instead of the cities. And I laughed because that's usually what they do. They tell partial truth. Yes, that needs to happen more, but it's not the whole truth, and it's not the truth about bought and sold media. And right now on Lou Rockwell, Kit Knightley on the Off Guardian, because you mentioned the Guardian, on the Off Guardian was talking about Patriot Act 2.0, prepare for the new domestic terrorism bill. Thoughts?
Yeah, that's coming. If you listen to the Reddit, you're using it now trying to redefine terrorism to basically anybody who supports Trump and wants the election to be honest and doesn't like globalism and doesn't believe in totalitarianism. It's a very, very ominous sign. And again, we should have seen this coming from 100 miles away. But that's their plan. They're going to try to criminalize dissent. And you know they're liars. You know they're dishonest. If they thought protest was terrorism, then what do we call this madness that we've seen for the last 6 months where they're burning down cities and shooting cops? That's because burning down, you know, minority neighborhoods and businesses. We don't care. But oh my goodness, you mess with our precious members of Congress. We're going to call you a terrorist and we're going to destroy you. It's absolutely out of control.
Yeah, it is. In fact, if your religion is not now love, a love above Christ, not Christ. We're talking just love with no boundaries and no rules. Just love, people. And if your religion isn't environmentalism, then you are not of the correct religion in their book. In Christianity, they would love to take down because we don't look as government as God. We know God exists and we know God is higher than government. So it's going to be really interesting what they do to Christianity as well.
Yeah, but they fully intend to persecute Christians, and I don't even think we should give them the benefit of pretending like they actually believe in love. Christians are the ones who believe in love. Yep. God is love, and you know they want us to think that endorsing sodomy and mutilating children's bodies under the guise of transgenderism that's love. That's quite the opposite of love.
It is.
In fact, if you believe the Bible, God tells you that sharing the truth with people is love. So if you love somebody, you'll warn them about the consequences of sin in this life and in the hereafter.
And you know, I don't remember Christ ever saying anything goes. I remember him preaching something very different, and that was that, yes, there are rules and boundaries and laws. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere. More with Alex Newman when we come back.
11. Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is The Kate Daly Show.
When the man comes around, hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing, multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum, voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come.
Hi there. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. Great song, Johnny Cash, When the Man Comes Around. And I have Alex Newman on with Uncle Milty and I, award-winning journalist that seeks to tell the truth, told the truth about the color revolution that we're now in long ago. And quite honestly, everything I've ever had you on the show to talk about, Alex, you've pretty much nailed. So if you want to keep up with a journalist, I would definitely say, Alex, Alex Newman's right on top of it. And usually a couple of years before it's happening, this is the guy that you probably need to link into. He writes for The New American. He also, in so many avenues of his career, is right with the right people. In fact, Patrick Wood, Technocracy, who we've had on the show multiple times, has an event happening in about 15 minutes, and it's talking about the citizen ninja and how to be a citizen in this new era, which we're about to embark in. This is a scary time because the voices will be silenced, and it's happening a lot faster than we thought it would. They usually like the slow steady, like you said before, but they're going awfully quick into this and showing their hand of desperation. They do have weaknesses, and that's why some people, I don't think, realize that the deep state, as we know it, the deep state that's always been around. I was watching a historical show, and it was about the Musketeers, and the Musketeers being the first, kind of that first vestige of Secret Service, right, to protect the king, right? And the deep state that's always been at play. So when people say conspiracy theory, knock it off, because that means you just are stupid about the past. This has been, from day one, deep state, and we all know who's at the head of that deep state, the deep state people that have caused the chaos and caused the oppression for centuries. And so people need to realize that. But what do you want people to know about what's coming, Alex?
Well, I think you just hit on something really important, Kate. And the Bible says in Psalm 2, verse 2, that the kings of the earth conspire together against the Lord and his anointed. And so for those who are inclined to just regurgitate what we've been trained, like Pavlov's dogs do, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. That's a conspiracy. Right. Well, the Bible also talks about a conspiracy, and it's not a conspiracy theory. It's a conspiracy fact. What we're dealing with here is diabolical. It's evil, and it tends to wage total war against everything that God has ordained, against God's people. And it's now gotten to the point where even the most basic things, you really don't have to be a Bible scholar to realize that God created people male and female, right? I mean, you just look at biology. You don't even have to study biology.
This is an easy one.
Use your own eye.
Sure.
And that is under attack. And so I think we do need to turn back to the Bible for answers. The Bible is the ultimate standard of truth, and that's why there's such a war on it. But it also contains instructions for what we are to do at this time. So I've always looked at my role. Ephesians 5:11 has really spoken to me throughout my entire career. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them or expose them. And so that's what I do all day, every day. I'm incredibly blessed to be able to do that for a living. Expose and reprove evil. And it brings me great joy to be able to do those things. The Bible also says that your weapon in this war is actually going to be the Bible. Right in Ephesians 6, it talks about this is a spiritual war. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities and spiritual wickedness and darkness in high places. And then it says the way you fight this is with the sword of the Spirit, which it goes on to say is the word of God. So I think we need to remember that in these times. It's become very clear that this is good versus evil, and you don't want to be on the wrong side of that. So turn off the television, open up the Bible, and pray. That's really, I think, what America needs. And I think these last few weeks have caused millions of people to get on their knees, and that's a good thing, Kate.
Oh, I agree.
Yes, it is.
I agree, and that's why maybe we talk a lot more about spiritual things coming up, because we're going to need that. We need the miracles, and just like in George Washington's time, which of course resulted in that revolution, they had to rely on miracles because we were up against the largest army in the world with no thoughts of ever succeeding against that army. So it's kind of like David and Goliath. And anytime you think that that David never talked about Goliath being dangerous, and I love this meme because he didn't talk about Goliath being dangerous. He talked about God being great. And I think that when it comes right down to it, to try to get through this time, because everything would be against you. Everything would be against Christians. Everything would be against us speaking out or speaking for truth. We just had people go to the Capitol that tried to stand there while the fraud was being exposed because they realized we were in the middle of an electoral college count that would be fraudulent. We tried to stand there to see that, and if you're there, you're now demonized. And like you said in the beginning, the demonization is out of control, and so we're going to have to rely on miracles coming up that help us get through this, just like they had to in George Washington's time. They had to rely on miracles. At the end of the day, it's really the only thing that helped us even get America. So yep. Here we are.
Absolutely, Kate. And I think we can learn something really important from the founding era. You know, I've been teaching history mm-hmm. at my kids' homeschool co-op, and I've learned so much. I've been reading the sermons that were preached in the presence of the founding fathers during what was called the Great Awakening. And that really is what gave birth to America. They took these principles from the Bible. They distilled it into political governing documents, the Declaration of Independence and so on. And one of the things that's so amazing about that time period, you're exactly right, Kate, it looked beyond hopeless. You have a bunch of farmers with rifles going up against the most powerful empire, the most powerful military that has existed in human history. It just so stupid. It looked so ridiculous. You almost couldn't believe that people would be foolish enough to try that. But what they said in the Declaration of Independence and what they said in the run-up to all that was, look, we appealed to the Parliament, we appealed to the King. Not only did they ignore us, they laughed at us, they ridiculed us. And so now we're done with that. Now we appeal to heaven. Now, as they said in the Declaration of Independence, we're appealing to the supreme judge of the universe. So we're going above the U.S. Supreme Court. We're going above the mm-hmm. heads of Congress. We're going above the White House. And we're now need to appeal to heaven for the righteousness of our cause. And if God chooses to punish and destroy America, you know, who are we to blame him? The mm-hmm. evil that has come out of this country over the last 50 years is unspeakable, and we've exported it to the whole world. But at the same time, a lot of good has come out of this country. This nation has taken the gospel to every corner of the planet. There's never been a nation in history that has spread the light of the gospel like America has. And so I don't think God is done with us yet. But if we're in for some extreme punishment, and I think as a nation, we are already in judgment. I mean, you look at how God talks about judgment in the Old Testament on Israel. Mm-hmm. You see, we're facing a lot of that right now, and it might get a whole lot worse. But don't lose the faith. Put your trust in God, not in a political figure, and recognize that you know, you want to be on the right side of this. And God is ultimately in charge. God is mm-hmm. sovereign. God is in control. And even if it looks dark, if you know that he's in charge and he's in control, mm-hmm. that gives you hope to persevere and the motivation to do what's right.
Yeah. In fact, you know, I love what you just said. Thank you for that. In light of, you know, what happened in 1963, with that act of blowing off the president's head in front of the American public, we should have realized back then that the deep state was very much at work and had never gone away, and that we were dealing with something very large. But we didn't. And we didn't until the facts started coming out. We finally started realizing that we had been lied to about that event. 4 years ago, with Hillary coming in, we would be here right now with Hillary, okay? But we weren't, and we got a little bit of a reprieve in some areas, but we still got a lot of terrible things that whoops, are you there?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, that was weird. So we still had a lot of things go through that shouldn't have gone through. You know, we've talked about them, you and I, on the air. And so a lot of stuff was able to get through. A little bit of a reprieve without the pressing on of the environmental stuff to the hugest degree and everything else, because they didn't, you know, even when we had all three avenues of D.C., we still didn't do much to stop anything. And when I looked at Ted Cruz and all these people pretending to be patriots, but not really, during the electoral count, and you realize that you can't, there isn't anyone in Washington I can trust anymore. And even if you have a hero in Washington, I'm going to say that they are pretty much sold at this point. How do you feel about that? Because I think Washington is absolutely gone, and this 4 years has shown us how much crime we're dealing with, really. I mean, if there's anything that's come out, it's the amount of crime has been exposed during this last 4 years has probably been the number one thing that we've seen or that we've been able to see. Yes?
Yep. I agree with you 100%, Kate. And you said something earlier, too, I think before the last break, that was just so critical. This is not Republicans versus Democrats anymore. What this is a tiny criminal cabal that hates God, that hates America, that hates God's people, that hates our Constitution, hates the God-given liberties that our Constitution protects, versus all the rest of us. And yeah, they've still got some dupes. In fact, they've got quite a few dupes. Everybody tuning into the fake media and actually believing what they say, and there's still millions of them. As much as we'd like to believe that everybody understood that it was all fraudulent, there's still a lot of people that believe the press. So they've still got the dupes on their side, but we have an incredible advantage, Kate, and that is the truth. Their whole scheme is based on lies, and the truth is so much stronger than lies. So, yeah, they've got gazillions of dollars. They've got control of the media. They've got control of the education system. Now they've got control of the government. But we still have the truth on our side. And that is an incredibly powerful weapon that can easily cut through the lies.
And I was going to ask you about this, too. Where do you go for truth? Oh, I spend all of my time now trying to filter through narratives to find pieces of truth. Where do you go for truth? How does Alex Newman know what's coming? How do you read the stories? How do you filtrate it to figure out what is truthful and what is not?
Yeah, it's such a good question, Kate. And I tell people the first place to start is the Bible, because the Bible, if you have the Bible as your lens, if the Bible's at the foundation of your worldview, you already know how the world works. You already know what's going on. You already know where all this is heading. And so you can put everything into context and it makes sense. Now, as for you know, gathering intelligence and useful information, one of the things I do is read an enormous amount. History is critical. I think The New American, there's a handful of publications that are wonderful, and I think I write for almost all the ones that are at the top of my list, The Epic Times, The New American Magazine, WorldNet Daily. Those are all good. Shows like yours, Kate, are incredibly inspiring.
Thank you.
You know, such a bright light of truth amid all this darkness. But really just having discernment. And I subscribe to pretty much every left-wing newsletter and email. You know, I go to these left-wing organizations and subscribe to their newsletters.
Like the Post.
Exactly. You can figure out what they're up to.
Yep.
And you can see what the agenda is before the general public sees it. And that's useful, I think, Kate.
I think so, too. People ask me all the time, where do you go? And it's that inner feeling, that gut feeling, and the closer you are to the spirit, the more you recognize truth when you're being told something that's a lie or a part truth, you realize it. And we're going to have to hone that skill, because honestly, there's no greater skill than that in looking for what is truthful and what isn't. I've been told a lot of things on the radio that were going to happen that sounded incredulous, and they didn't really happen. And that's why I grow very skeptical now of being told anything that's going to be happening. Although I have I've had gut feelings that you know, things will be okay, but they're going to be harder. And I did actually have a feeling that Trump would maybe do some things, but who knows? I mean, I have to go in with that lens. I've got to go in with my gut, with feeling how I feel about the news we read. If you want to comment on that, because it is going to get harder. Their propaganda level is at an all-time high. I mean, they can skew things and redirect the truth so many ways to Sunday, it's not even funny.
That's true, Kate. And actually, right before the new year, right before the end of 2020, I published on my own personal website. I don't write too many articles there, but things that don't really fit with any of my clients, I put there. And I did one called Be Prepared for 2021, The Good, the Bad, and the Very Ugly. And, you know, it's not predictions so much as it is looking at the trends, looking at where we're going, look at what's being said. And I warned that I think 2021 is going to be significantly harder than 2020 in terms of the economy, in terms of the civil unrest, in terms of
the COVID lie. I mean, the whole thing is a lie. And we keep getting sucked into it. What's your website, Alex?
It's libertysentinel.org, and if people go there, they can find that article. It's right there at the top in the featured articles. It's called Be Prepared for 2021, The Good, the Bad, and the Very Ugly. And it's pretty long, but it gives my view on what's coming with the economy and all the rest.
Okay, libertysentinel.org, libertysentinel.org.
S-E-N-T-I-N-E-L.
I love that you wrote a piece on that, because you know what? It's going to get harder and harder. They are able to manipulate and lie so well, and they can just go with the half-truths, and it is going to get insane on that front. You're not going to know what's true and what's not. I so appreciate you, Alex. Alex Newman out there fighting the good fight. Really appreciate you, because there's only a few journalists I'll even have on the show anymore. I really appreciate that. Uncle Milty, thank you. Alex, thank you. And good luck
thank
on the birth
so
of your
God
child.
Bless
and
God
thank
bless you.
Good luck on the birth of his child. And also, we'll be back tomorrow. We've got so much more to cover tomorrow that we didn't get to today. It's kind of insane, but we'll cover it tomorrow. And of course, we'll be back tomorrow. All right, everybody, be faithful, be fearless. See you tomorrow. KateDallyRadio.com.